The Inca Trail is one of the most famous hikes for adventurous tourists in the world. The four-day hike covers 40 kilometers of ancient Incan road, ending at the famed Machu Picchu. Machu Picchu was built as a personal estate for the Incan Emperor Pachacuti in the 15th century. But what makes this hike particularly difficult is the astonishing elevation of almost 4,200 meters. In recent years, ecotourism has seen rapid growth in Latin America. So much so that the Peruvian government has actually placed limits on daily hikers allowed at sites like the Inca Trails. Yet behind each of these four-day trips are the little talked about guides and porters who perform enormous physical labor to make very little money. As pack animals like donkeys and llamas have been banned from the trails, porters carry all the equipment for themselves and the tourists on their backs for the duration of the four-day journey. Some make as little as $8 a day, leading to a broader question of who ecotourism benefits. The majority of porters on the Inca Trail are also Quechua. The Quechua are an indigenous language family grouping, comprising of different practices and ethnicities. The Quechua language became the lingua franca of the Incan Empire after being conquered. The Inca Trails are a network of stone roads and paths, many unaltered from their original construction, that stretch through cloud forests and crisp tundra. Hikers are drawn to this hike for the amazing vistas and the lush green terraced farms. The trails are really a time machine when one thinks about all the feet that have walked the path, especially in the era of globalization where people from all across the world come just to walk these same paths. Globalization, or defined as, quote, the increased interconnections among people and countries, is often seen as a positive economic benefit to developing Latin American economies. Tourists make up a large part of this idea of interconnectedness, going to faraway places to submerge in culture and history. And with this comes the inevitable exchange between foreigners and Peruvians. Quechua communities have turned to ecotourism as a way to survive in a constantly modernizing economy. Ecotourism, or tourism of natural environments, has been seen as the better alternative to traditional tourism, as it protects natural environments. In Peru, protected lands generated around $720 million in 2018 alone. At the same time, Machu Picchu annually accounts for 33% of total Peruvian tourism. In the high Andes, the Quechua make up the majority of porters and guides. As many Quechua live in the high Andes, they are physically adjusted to the high altitude, something which threatens even the strongest of hikers. Altitude sickness is common at such high elevation and spares none. Ecotourism can pose significant risks to health and safety of indigenous communities when performed unethically. Porter jobs are quite hard on the body and require tremendous endurance. At the same time, many view working as a guide or a porter as an improvement to previous employment options, providing a solid and reliable income. Much of the distinction comes down to the specific trekking company, where you get what you pay for means underpaid porters. Many tourists see the cheapest option as a way to protect their own finances without thinking about the broader implications. The Quechua people are the reason the Inca Trail gets trekked, guiding tourists through foreign land. And Peru has come to acknowledge this fact, setting a minimum wage of $15 and a maximum load of 57 pounds per porter in 2003. While these are significant changes, some companies are able to skirt the system in little ways, working with weigh stations to misrepresent the weight of loads. There's a constant struggle to maintain regulation and protect workers. In this set of four episodes, we'll be exploring globalization through the porter industry. Two interviews will help us better understand how globalization has affected Quechua communities and individuals. We will talk with Puma, a Quechua individual who has worked as a porter on the Inca Trail, learning about the highs and lows of the industry. But we'll also look at what happens when globalization goes the other way, interviewing Victor, a Quechua individual who traveled from Ecuador to Canada. Lastly, we want to know what this information means now in 2020, and how far does the industry have left to go? My name is Daisy, and next you'll be hearing from Anae, Hannah, and Daniela in a four-segment podcast to explore Quechua identity in a modernizing economy and world.